Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. Let's go for a ride, shall we? I'm in the car headed to the gym. It's day five. I want to talk about not me in the gym, but just talk about commitment. I want to talk about instant gratification versus long-term commitments, because there certainly is a place for both. Hey, so let's dive into it. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. In the car headed to the gym, sharing a message with anyone that'll listen. Problem is, I find myself talking to outside of my podcast, I talk to myself a lot, you know, because I told you I don't have any friends here locally, and everybody's got a job. What do? I go to the gym at noon or 10 or 2 in the afternoon. Nobody's there. You can shoot a cannonball through there. Nobody's around. What do, Sam? I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader. Every day is Saturday. Crickets. That's it. So I get to talk to you, which makes my day every day. This makes my day. Want to work together one-on-one? Launch your movement? I would love to. Nothing makes me more excited. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Answer a couple questions. Let's get after it. We can start tomorrow. It's really that simple. No barrier to entry. So let's talk about this. It's day five. If you're following along right now, you know I go through this ridiculous stuff all the time relative to in and out of the gym, cardio, lifting, all this stuff. I'm you. You're me. Unless you're somebody that gets to the gym 7 days a week and you've been doing it for 20 years, we share the same challenges. And that's what I really like most about this podcast. It gives me an opportunity to share with people like yourself who go through similar challenges. The good news is I keep coming back. So right now it's day five. Sunday I went to the gym, lifted Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, did cardio yesterday. It's Thursday, October 18th right now as I record this podcast. I'm a little more jacked up now. See, there is a tipping point, and I told you yesterday, day four is my tipping point. I don't know what it is for you when you go and you work out or exercise. That fourth to the fifth day is usually the day I either, let's get the large cheese and pepperoni versus, let's go crush it at the gym. So today I'm going to lift, and that is, it's a little bit of commitment. Why? Because you know this. You have experience. When you do anything that you don't want to do and you end up doing it and you end up succeeding at it, especially at a high level, you have experience that you can draw from. So you've been in this situation before. It's like somebody that plays sports. If you're down, use a really bad football analogy. You're down 5 points. You need a touchdown and you got the ball and there's a minute left and you got no timeouts and you're Dan Marino or Aaron Rodgers or John Elway. You got experience. You've been here before. You're Peyton Manning. You've been here. You know what to do. You don't get nervous. You focus straight ahead. That's me. And that's you a lot of the time, especially in this exercise area. But really when it involves any commitment, but we'll stick with exercise right now, I've been here before. I know this feeling. I know the achy bones and the achy muscles and the I don't want to go, and I'm still not seeing any, like this is day five, I see zero results on the scale. If I actually weighed more today than I weighed on day one, which is normal, but I'd be freaking out. Excuse me. I'd be freaking out if this was my very first time working out or exercising and trying to get in shape and it was day five and I actually weighed more than I did on day one. That makes absolutely no sense. I'm working hard. I'm in the gym. I'm running. I'm doing cardio. Well, it makes, if you understand the human body, and I don't profess to be an expert, but I know this much. I know weight is, it's like nailing jello to the wall. It depends on what time of day, what you ate, were you retaining water? Is it water weight? Did you just drink coffee? I remember talking to my buddy Thomas Tadlock a few years ago who got me in the greatest shape of my life, and that's where I'm heading back towards now, that type of body. And I call him like, dude, I weigh more. How do I weigh more? Why do I weigh? Like it was like 187. I want to get 185. He goes, what'd you have today? I said, I just had coffee. So how much coffee? I said, well, I had two at home and a large coffee from Dunkin'. He's like, dude, what are you, that's like 3 pounds right there. I said, it's just coffee. He goes, yeah, go pour all that in a container and put it on a scale. It's like 3 pounds. I'm like, oh, all right, okay, I get it. So knowledge definitely is power, and wisdom and experience helps you plow through barriers. Whether it's exercise, relationships, business, experience gives you wisdom. And that wisdom gives you the confidence to keep going, knowing that you're not seeing results right now. That's the longer term commitment. And you got to be able to. So how do you get experience? You take action. And if you can't take action, you'll never get that wisdom because you're missing that component. Action will yield experience. Experience gives you wisdom. You can't get the wisdom without the action. And even before the action, there comes a decision. So decision plus action yields experience, which gives you wisdom. So before you even get anywhere, you got to make the decision. So Sunday, I'm laying around, and I just finished watching the Bengals game on TV, and I'm feeling lethargic, and it's 4 o'clock, and I never work out on a Sunday afternoon. I work 2 services at church. I did the pro presenter. I'm the guy that does all the PowerPoint slides on the screen, was singing in the worship music, and keeping the pastor, you know, his notes on the screen. I did 9:30 and 11 o'clock service, and I had just arrived the night before back from Orlando at that event. So the last thing I wanted to do Sunday afternoon at 4 was go to the gym. But I knew that if I made the decision, it would give me one day worth of action. That action would give me experience, and I'm on my way. I know it. Now it's day 5. Look how fast that went. So what are you putting off right now? What are you procrastinating right now that if you made the decision, so make the decision. You can't do anything until you do that. Decisions are powerful, man. Decisions don't get nearly enough credit. Now, not making a decision really is one in and of itself. Wouldn't you agree? It's like the kamikaze pilot on its 17th mission. That's the epitome of procrastination. Not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. So not making a decision is just as much of an action and a decision as doing it. So let's make a decision today. Go ahead and do it. Make a decision that you're going to take the first step towards where it is you want to go. Doesn't need to be exercise. It can be business, a relationship, reaching out to somebody. Maybe it is going to samcrowleycoaching.com for the first time, though you've heard it on this podcast 150 times. Maybe today's the day you do that. Maybe today's the day you put all of that negative self-talk behind you and you say, all right, I'm going to reach out to this guy and I'm going to just see what's up. Like, I need an accountability partner. I need someone to keep me on track. I need someone to mastermind with. And then at the end, when I'm ready to launch, I need someone that's going to build that funnel out for me. If that's the decision, the first one is just going to answer a few questions so we can work together, do it. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. And then also, think about this. You can get instant goals, like instant results, but you got to be reasonable. Because I hear, you know, there's microwave society and instant gratification. None of that's good. And anybody will tell you that's not good. However, okay, you do get instant satisfaction many times when you make that decision and you take that action. All right, staying with the exercise, okay, when I was done Sunday, I felt immense satisfaction that I was able to do it because I knew that if I could do it in my worst state, lazy, tired, jet lag, you know, just blah, 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 feeling it. If I could do it in that state, moving forward, I could do it in any state because unless I'm ill, like sick, there's no way I would feel as bad as I did that day. That's why I made that decision. So if you can make decisions and take just a little bit of action in the least desirable state, and you know what that feels like, all right, maybe you've never done it before. Maybe today's the day you do that. If you can do it in the least desirable state, once you create momentum, that big word, momentum, once you do that, then it's like, oh my God, how can I not keep going? I feel way better today than I did a month ago when I first started and I took action then. And if I can take action then, I can certainly take action now. See how that works? It's a big mind game. Your mind keeps messing with you. Your mind is the most powerful supercomputer that you'll ever come in contact with. And whether you believe it to be true or not, you own it. That's it. Your decisions, your thoughts create your actions and your actions create your results. And if you're able to keep those thoughts and actions from being all schizophrenic and all over the place and selling yourself short, because you are the biggest problem you will ever encounter, and you're also the only solution. Let me say that again. You are the biggest problem that you're ever going to encounter in your life. And you also, the good news is, you also are the greatest solution to that problem. Okay? Think about that. Let that marinate inside that supercomputer of your mind today. You have greatness inside of you. You haven't even tapped it. You haven't even tapped into that greatness. And don't let another day go by before you make the decision. All right? You have the thought in your head. That's the seed. You make the decision. All right? Then you take the action. You plant the seed. And then you go after those results. And I'm telling you, it's going to feel amazing. The first day, give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulate yourself. Celebrate the fact that you actually made a decision. Celebrate it. Say, hey, I made a decision. What's up? Somebody in the produce section at the grocery store. Hey, real quick. I don't know. I just made a decision today to be great. Yeah, they're going to look at you. They'll probably call security. That's fine. You'll be out of the store before they get around to you. But tell somebody you made a decision. And then follow that up with action. And watch the results. All right? Don't be so crazy that you need to put these big, big, big results. You know the results that you expect right away. And the ones that are going to take a little while longer, but you get that experience and then you gain the wisdom. That's life. That's life right there in a nutshell. I'm fired up on a Thursday. I am at the gym. It's day 5. I'll see you tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday podcast and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.